Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God, the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Then looking to Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above me. And now my head shall be lifted up above mine enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Thank you for being our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father, for your sovereignty over all people, all lands, all nations, all leaders, and all circumstances. Father, we thank you for your sovereignty over our nation and our world. Father, flood our nation with a greater portion of your mercy, your peace, and your grace. And Lord, more and more bring healing and wholeness and allow your spirit to rise up mightily within your church and stir the church to be the boldly obedient and committed church, committed to your will and furthering your will in the world that you want us to be. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that we can come to you today, robed in the righteousness of your Son. We're thankful, Father, you are such a good shepherd to us. Father, that you are so patient with us, so kind, the loving kindness, the mercies that we wake up to every day. We're so thankful for those, Father. And we just thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. We're wanting to remind you that again this year, American Family Radio is teaming up with Engage Magazine and Global Outreach International for the Orange Letter Campaign. Each year, we give listeners an opportunity to send letters to persecuted Christians and missionaries around the world. And this year, the letters go to missionaries. These letters will be sent with Christmas cards to missionaries who are away from home and family during the Christmas season. COVID-19 has presented some major difficulties for several missionaries, and some were back in the United States to raise funds and became separated long-term from their mission fields, and some became trapped in countries where they minister, and some are losing funding and may have to leave their mission fields. So if you'll take time to send a letter of encouragement and a prayer to a missionary family, that would be greatly appreciated. please limit your letter to 200 words or less, and you can email the letter to orange@afa.net. Again, that's orange@afa.net. The deadline to email your letter is Friday, November 20th. Hope that you'll get a chance to be a part of that. We're continuing to remind you and encourage you, if you haven't seen the movie In His Image, Delighting in God's Plan for Gender and Sexuality, if you haven't seen it yet, we're still hoping that you'll take the time to watch it and also encourage others. In fact, we didn't encourage you to not only watch it, but to email it and forward it to others, to family members, friends, and others that you might know. In His Image is a critical and very urgent message designed to help equip the Lord Jesus Christ Church to answer some of the culturally controversial questions that are at play in our culture about gender and sexuality from a Bible standpoint. It, In His Image, is a feature-length documentary that presents much-needed truth with compassion and clarity through powerful personal testimonies, careful Bible teaching, and scientific evidence. Again, you can watch In His Image for free. Go to inhisimage.movie. Again, that's inhisimage.movie to watch it. And also, we're encouraging you, in addition to that, to consider to pray about the possibility of partnering with American Family Association and receive a special edition DVD of In His Image. Help us to spread this powerful message by donating a gift of any amount, and in return, receive the two-disc In His Image DVD set. You can share the feature-length documentary with friends and family, and also explore over 3 hours of special features on the second disc that includes deleted scenes and extended interviews, biblical answers to commonly asked questions as well. And your gift helps AFA to share the redemptive hope of the gospel presented in the movie In His Image. We hope that you will take the opportunity to be a part of that. And then finally, we're continuing to encourage you to get involved with us, help us to support the great work of Operation Christmas Child. National Collection weeks have gotten underway. They started in the month of October, and they go through November 23rd. So now more than ever, children need great joy. And most of all, they need the hope found only in Jesus Christ. You can pack a shoebox at home or build one online and reach children around the world with God's love. Just visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for more information. Again, that's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn more about how you can get involved. I'm blessed to have as my co-host today, Victory Holifield. Victory. Pete's excited that she's with us again today.
Good
too.
Morning.
How are you today?
I am blessed. How are you?
Oh, doing good.
Thanks
doing
for having
good.
Me.
Always a privilege to have you come on with us, Victory. And today we're looking at a topic that our goal is to be of encouragement to the body of Christ as they're listening in today. We're looking at the topic of spiritual warfare, the Word of God, and prayer. And there's so many things, so much going on in our nation and in our world. And we're encouraging the body of Christ to pray. Pray for our nation, pray for our government, pray for our leaders, pray for our world. You know, there's no such thing as praying too much.
And I would say also pray for fellow believers, that we will stand firm on the Word of God.
Amen.
Because there's definitely quite a bit of, I'm trying to be careful not to say division, because people are like, there's division. There's supposed to be division. There's believers and non-believers. That's it's inevitable. But within the body, we are to fight for unity. And so, anyways, let's get into this.
And just so much spiritual warfare going on.
It's a lot.
And, you know, people many times they think of left or right or this or that. The reality is the battle is between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And we're to be praying that God's will prevail and His Spirit would prevail in getting His will done.
Right.
So we're going to be sharing some passages of Scripture, and I'm going to invite you to share one that you have to begin with in this segment, if you have one.
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
With everything that's going on, quite a few verses crossed my mind, but Matthew chapter 10 is one of my favorites. Jesus himself is speaking, Matthew chapter 10, and starting at verse 34, I love this. Jesus says, and it's in red, y'all. So Jesus himself, "Don't imagine that I came to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother. So, and he goes on talking about how if you love your mother, your father, your son or daughter more than me, you're not mine. And when I read this, I feel like it is such a powerful statement for us as believers to realize that at the end of the day, I have to love Christ more than my mommy, my daddy, my children, more than wanting to be liked by man. We have to love God and his word more. And so that's why when you were talking about the spiritual warfare that we are all seeing among us, and I love that you said it's not about left and right. No, it is about Bible and the world. Satan and God. That is what this is all about. And I just love how Jesus is letting us know that there is going to be division. He said, I came to bring a sword. And that sword is to divide the believers from the non-believers.
Amen. Amen. Would you pray specifically for just some of the issues you just mentioned?
Yeah, absolutely. Father God, I am just so grateful for your word, Lord. I am so thankful that everything that occurs in life, you have the answer, and that is in your word. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, I ask that those of us who are believers and followers of Jesus Christ, help us to infiltrate everything through the word of God, not by our own intellect, not by our own selfish desires, but help us to love you so much, Father God, that we would choose you over our loved ones, that we would choose you over being liked, that we would choose you over losing a friendship. Father God, I just ask right now, Lord, that we would love you so much, that we would take your cross, because Christ, you did the ultimate thing for us. It is because of you that we have eternal life in heaven. So Father, the least that we can do is to endeavor in some little things as people talking about us or thinking ugly towards us compared to our eternal state, Lord. Help us to love you so much. And that comes by reading your word. Help us to get in your word, to pray more, to fellowship with you above all else, Lord. I am so grateful, Lord. Jesus, you came not to bring peace but a sword, Lord. I am so thankful for that. And Lord, I just ask that you would help us, Lord. Help us to honor you in all of our endeavors. Help us to honor you with our word. Words, and even more so in our conduct. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Victory. This is Psalm 2. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. Mm-hmm. All of Psalm number 2. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at the topic, spiritual warfare and the Word of God and prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity you give us as your people to rise up and to do warfare, fighting against the kingdom of darkness. Lord, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of worship and thanksgiving, and help us to put these weapons mightily to work for the building of your kingdom, the furthering the gospel, and for lifting up your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We'll look at the topic, spiritual warfare, the Word of God, and prayer. We'll be right back.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I find my bed. This is how I find my bed. This is how I find my bed.
That's what we're doing tonight.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight.
The music of Michael W. Smith, Surrounded. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our co-host today is Victory Holofield, and today we're looking at the topic spiritual warfare, the Word of God, and prayer. And at this time, we're going to take a moment to pray specifically. It's a prayer found in a prayer booklet entitled Praying in Victory, and it's a prayer specifically praying for our government. If you'd be interested in downloading this great prayer book, just you can find it at prayinginvictory.com. And this particular prayer is praying for our government. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for our government. I pray for all men and women having authority over us in any way. More and more, pour out your spirit upon them and make your word known to them. Cause them to be men and women of integrity, obedient concerning us, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Let wisdom enter their hearts and let knowledge be pleasant to them. Let discretion preserve them and understanding keep them to deliver them from the way of evil and from evil men. Make their hearts and ears attentive to godly counsel, doing what is right in your sight. Let the upright dwell in our government. Cause there to be a shaking in all areas. Let those complete and blameless before you stay and cut off the wicked. Let the unfaithful be rooted out. Bring to light what is hidden in darkness and expose the secret aims of the hearts. Let this nation remember from where we have fallen, repenting and returning to doing our first works, setting our hearts and our souls to seek the Lord, humbling ourselves, praying, and turning from our wicked ways. Then hear us, O Lord, and forgive our sins and heal our land in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes and turn us from darkness to light. Soften the hearts that are hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Deliver them from their destructions. Father, you've been long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. More and more, raise up a standard in this nation. Cause the rains of your spirit to flood this land and revive your work in the midst of us. Raise up intercessors for this nation more and more to pull down strongholds over this land and let the glory of the Lord be revealed. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And then looking once again in the book of Psalms, Psalm 8, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. And you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, more and more teach us, guide us, and help us as the church to be a church that is given to prayer. More and more, help us to recognize, Lord, that you spoke of your church and you let us know that the church was the house of prayer. And help us to live and act and believe that that's really, really true. And help us to function as a church that's living in the secret place of prayer continually. Mm. Father, help us to be wise enough to pray without ceasing by the power of your Spirit, but help us to be wise enough to teach and train our children to do the same.
Yes,
more and more flood our nation with your grace. More and more flood our nation with your Holy Spirit. More and more stir the church to be the church you've called us to be. Stir us to be the evangelizing church, the discipling church, the church that boldly stands for truth that you've called us to, a church that courageously follows you wherever you lead us to go. We thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for our government and our governmental leaders, and we thank you for us as a nation. Help us as the church and as a nation and as our leaders, and thank you for the leaders in the body of Christ as well. I thank you and praise you for us all. Help us all, Lord, this day to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us, Lord, to not murder. Help us, Lord, to not commit adultery. Help us, Lord, to not steal. Help us, Lord, to tell us to tell the truth. Help us, Lord, to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Victory, did you have a passage of scripture that you wanted to share?
Yes, sir. It's a very familiar passage that we all know. But what I ended up doing this morning, I went to the verse 1, which I won't read it all, but it's 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We all know the verse, if my people will call upon my name, will humble themselves. Well, if you read the entire chapter, what's going on is Solomon, he just finished praying, and all of a sudden the fire of the Lord came into the temple, and the priests couldn't even come in because, y'all, this is God. He's a holy God. Holy means to be set apart.
Praise God.
The people just started worshiping God, and they started praying. They got down on their knees. I love that, Pastor Parker, that you mentioned earlier, the point of this, of today's program, well, every program is always about prayer, but even more so, yes, the election and things of that nature is going on, but we want to encourage the members of the body to pray. And what I'm talking about is praying for the body of Christ to stand on God's word. Because at the end of the day, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12 tells us that any of us who live according to the Lord, any of us who are in Christ, we will suffer persecution. That's going to come. It's inevitable. But so our encouragement is for you to love God so much that you will endeavor with joy. But I love how at verse 12, in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon and said, I have heard your prayer. Y'all better, look, I'm trying not to shout on here. I've heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. And when I read that, I thought about those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We then, when we come to Christ, we are the temple of the Holy One, right? Amen. Mm-hmm. Like this temple. So he's going to hear the prayers of his children. Mm-hmm. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. But then if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and restore their land. Y'all, we've got to humble ourselves and analyze our hearts when we are falling into sin. Let's be honest with God so that when we pray to him, we are praying to him with the right heart, not in a prideful condemnation type of a heart, or like I'm holier than thou. No, I need Jesus. That's why I'm confessing my sins. And then I can pray and intercede for the members of the body, for this world, for our country, because people need Jesus. They need him.
That's right. That's right. Looking now in the book of Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1, it tells us these words. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Mm-hmm. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high up on a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. You know, as I read the passage earlier, my hope is that believers will really take to heart the wisdom and the power of God that he shares with us about this passage. That, again, God is our light and our salvation, Amen. And we don't have to be afraid. God is the strength of our life. We don't have to be fearful of anything that we see going on. Mm-hmm. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Yes. Stir your church to courageously stand on truth and to put your truth to work. Help us to know, Lord, that that's what we're called to do, Lord. To hear your truth, to proclaim it, and to live it.
Yes.
Help us to know, Lord, that we have no reason to cower in fear or to act cowardly towards anything we see or anything around us. Mm-hmm. Stir us more and more to be the courageous church you've called us to be in proclaiming the gospel, in making disciples, in speaking up for truth, in being faithful ambassadors who represent your kingdom, yes. your word, and your will faithfully each and every day. We thank you and we praise you in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Can I add something to that prayer?
Yes,
when
go
you
right
said
ahead.
That, Galatians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I just love the word. We just reading out the word and praying out the word. You see, this
praise
talking
God.
To the Lord is not hard when you got a Bible, y'all.
Amen.
Man, Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. Obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant. Lord, give us a desire to love you so much, yes. to not dumb down just because of man's view of us. Or because they call us names because we're standing on your word, calling us, I don't know, a bigot or a homophobe or anything of that nature because Thank we're standing you. On your word. Help us to remember, Lord, that they hated you first,
Thank you,
that they disliked
yes,
you. Help us to love you so much that we will disregard it, God, and to cling to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. A reminder that we're continuing to challenge and encourage every single believer. Make it your goal to pray Psalm 91 every mm-hmm. single day, a unique scripture in all of the Word of God that powerfully teaches us of God's protection and His protective weaponry that's available to us in His Word. Psalm 91, beginning at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Mm-hmm. Let's take time now specifically to pray Psalm 91. Father, today we as a nation and we as the people of God, the church and the leaders and the government of our nation, Father, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say to the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
And again, a challenge I want to lay before every believer listening. We're encouraging, if you don't pray Psalm 91 every day, we want to encourage you today to start. Again, if you'd like to email us to get a copy of the prayer, simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Again, we're wise to pray it every day over ourselves and over our family. And I would challenge you to pray it over our nation as well. Mm-hmm. Because again, no one can protect us, help us, and preserve us like God. No one can bless our physical health as well as keep us from danger, evil, and harm like the Lord. So again, that email is jparker@afa.net. And also some of the other prayer tools, the Kingdom Prayers and others, simply email us jparker@afa.net. My co-host today is Victor Holofield, and we're looking at the topic, Spiritual Warfare, the Word of God, and Prayer. We'll be right back. From the group Mosaic, Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, Spiritual Warfare, the Word of God, and Prayer. And my co-host is Victory Holofield. Victory, you had another passage you wanted to share.
Yeah, it's, man, I grew up with this one. My mama used to pray this all the time, the Ephesian Prayer.
Okay.
So it starts in Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to start at verse 6. 17. Father God, Lord, the glorious Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I ask that you would give us spiritual wisdom and insight so that we might grow in our knowledge of you, Father. Lord, I pray that our hearts will be flooded with light so that we can understand the confident hope that you have given to us whom you've called, your holy people who are rich in your in glorious inheritance. Father, I pray that you will that we would understand the incredible greatness of your power for us who believe. Lord, this is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. Father God, you have put all things under the authority of Christ, my Savior, our Savior, and you've made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church, which is his body, it is made full and complete by Christ who fills all things everywhere with himself. Lord, I just ask that you would help us to be devoted in prayer, to be committed to it, Lord, like white on rice, like a dog on a bone, God. I ask that you would give us such a hunger and thirst to pray out your word. And what better way? Maybe you're listening and you're like, I don't know how to pray like that. Lord, we're just praying out scripture. Lord, help us to give us a desire to do this, Lord, to be an example for our children and our children's children of what a relationship with you looks like. Lord, I thank you for your word. Help us to never treat your word as if it was secondhand class or something, Lord. Help us to treat your word with the utmost respect and honor that it is due. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Victory. I'm going to share now from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and then say a word of prayer. And then I'm going to ask our producer, Rick Robertson, to pray after I pray from some of the wisdom found in this powerful chapter. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, starting at verse 1. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all, see that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Verses 1 through 28, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Father, we thank you for the wisdom and the grace found in this powerful passage. And thank you for a reminder of the wisdom and the importance of us being mindful of the times and the seasons in which we live. Lord, help us and empower us by your Spirit to be wise enough, and teach us by the power of your Spirit to be wise enough to live a lifestyle of rejoicing always, a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. Teach us by your Spirit and empower us to do that. And help us to live a lifestyle of learning how that in everything we do give thanks, knowing that this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for us. Guide us by your Spirit so that more and more with every passing day we'll live a lifestyle of doing just that. We thank you for your word and thank you for the warfare that we can wage with power and victory as we simply hear your word and obey your word as a life and as a lifestyle. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we are thankful that we can give thanks in all circumstances.
Thank you, Lord.
What a privileged people we are to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can cling to your truths that you tell us to give thanks in all circumstances, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Father, we're make us more and more aware that there is a clock ticking, and we have only so many minutes and hours and days on this earth.
Thank you, Lord.
That your Son is returning to take us where you are. God, what a blessing. But, Father, there are so many people who don't recognize you as God. We pray that you will use us to touch lives, that your Holy Spirit would sweep across our nation, around this world, Father, that you would do a mighty work, that you would draw people in like a net, the way that you did in our lives, Father. We love you, we praise you, we lift high your name today. We exalt you as the one true God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ray. And Victor, you have another passage you wanted to share?
Man. Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you,
It's the word of God. Let me head over real quick. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It's in Ephesians, the Ephesians prayer. I love it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Let me get to it. Okay, here we go. Wait, that's what I just did, wasn't it?
That's a good prayer to pray.
This is live radio.
It's a good prayer to pray.
I already prayed it.
It's probably a reminder that we need to pray it more every day. But I am going to go ahead and share a passage from 2 Timothy chapter 3. And this too would be an important passage. I'm going to ask if each of us can pray through the wisdom behind this one as well. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning the faith, but they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifest to all, as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Father, we thank you once again for the powerful gift of your word. Thank you for the powerful and mighty weapon that it is. With every passing day, more and more teach us as believers and disciples of Jesus Christ to take the weapon of your word, the sword of the Spirit, and help us to learn more skillfully to use it daily to build your kingdom and to tear down the kingdom of darkness. Help us to know, Lord, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world, and that we can walk continually in victory as we use your word by the power of your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Victor, would you pray for our listeners once again at this
Absolutely.
Time?
Absolutely. Lord, I'm just so thankful for those that are listening who are believers, and maybe someone is listening and they've yet to come to Christ. Lord, I ask that you would prick their heart. I ask that you would remove the blinders that the evil one has put before their eyes and remove it, Lord, so that they can see the light in Christ Jesus. Father, I'm just so thankful that we don't come to you because we're perfect, but we come to you, Lord, because we are in need of the Savior, Jesus Christ, who so willingly gave his life for us, who became sin. sin, who knew no sin. Lord, help that resonate in our hearts, how Christ willingly laid down his life for us when he didn't have to. And because of him, that we can now come to the Father, that when God sees us, he doesn't see us in our filthy rags and our sin. He sees Christ, because Christ has imputed his righteousness upon us. Help us to never be arrogant with that knowledge, but help that make us become humble in the fact that we are children of yours, Lord. Help us to get a desire, Lord, to go ye into all the world and make disciples. Help us to not be depressed or to be down for what we see of what's going on in our world, but to know that those of us who are in Christ, we have a joy set before us, and that right there is our eternal state with our Heavenly Father, Lord. So I'm just so thankful for this time that you have saw fit to place us in. It was not by mistake that you put us here, Lord, and help us to use this time wisely to pray out the perfect prayer, Lord, through which is your word, Father. And I just thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit who leads and guides us, and help us to lean on him, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be ambassadors of yours. We are ambassadors, but help us to make disciples and to have such a passion for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In these closing moments, if there's someone listening who's never made the step of accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want to invite you, pray this prayer with me to make that all-important step of giving your life to Christ. Lord Jesus, I confess, Lord, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. And Lord, I turn and I repent of all the wrong I've done. Lord, forgive me for all the wrong I've done. I do believe that Jesus Christ, God's Son, came into the world. I believe he lived, and I believe he died on the cross, and 3 days later, rose up from the dead. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're a listener and you prayed that prayer, we invite you, please do email me at jparker@afa.net. Let us know you made that all-important step. We'd really like to be in touch with you and share some things that will help you to grow in your new walk with the Lord. Again, jparker@afa.net. Thank you, Victor, for being with us today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
All right. And thank you, Rick, our producer. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. We appreciate you listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.